Hello and welcome to What Else Do You Do? I'm your host, Masao, indie producer in Montreal working for Studio Cutabits. And today our guest is Mylène Gosselin-Legault. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mylène. I work as a gameplay animator at Eidos Montréal, which is mainly making your main character in a game as movement. I've been in the industry for 5 years, been at Eidos for one, and then did Ubisoft before for 4 years.
I didn't know you went over to Eidos. How are you liking it over there?
I really like it. It's been fun. A lot more creative in the sense that Ubisoft uses mostly motion capture for animation. And at Eidos right now, on the project I am, it's mainly keyframe.
That's cool.
Because we're focusing more on creatures and all that. So for a creative outlet as an animator, it's been really fun. And I've progressed a lot in a year.
That's really awesome. I could see how like touching up mocap can feel less creative than keyframe, for sure.
We still have a lot of opportunities to modify the animation as we want, based on the constraints that we have. But keyframe kind of brings you another level of complexity where you kind of understand weights and movement shifts, overlapping of a tail, for example, a lot faster. It's as if your brain kind of processed the information naturally.
Well, that's really cool. But this podcast is called What Else Do You Do? So what else do you do?
Yes, on the side, I like to do a lot of sports since we're stuck inside a room for 40 hours a week in front of our computer. I tend to try to do as many sports as I can. And there's one in particular that I've been doing for the last 24 years, which is softball.
24 years?
Yeah, 24 years.
That's a non-negligible amount of time.
I think I started when I was 6, and I'm going to turn 30 this year.
So. Okay. So tell me about softball. Like, what got you into softball? Did you choose softball, or did your parents choose softball?
I tried when I was younger. I did dancing for 14 years, I think. But softball, we had a friend that lived close to my home, and she had started playing softball, and that's how me and my sister got into it and stayed in the sport since. But I did try, and I'm not sure, it's like the hockey version, but for women. We call it ringuette in French, but I'm not sure what's the English equivalent.
What do you mean hockey version? Like, is it hockey or...?
It's hockey, but it's a ring instead of being a puck.
Oh, I am not aware of this sport.
Oh, yeah. So in French, we call it ringuette, but I'm not sure the name in English.
But yeah, you did that as well.
Yeah, but not for long because I kind of progressed too quickly for my age gap, and they couldn't bring me to a stronger level because I was too young. Mm-hmm. And I kind of ditched that sport because of that.
You were too good.
Sort of. I guess once I got the hang of how to skate, it was freedom, and I kind of rocked the ice on my own.
But softball, you kept on going.
Yeah, so I really loved softball. I think because there's a side to the sport that's pretty individual, as like when you're going to bat, it's kind of your own moment to shine, but you also shine as a group, as a team, when you're doing the different plays on the field. So there's a good balance, I would say, between the two.
Okay. And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you what position you play.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So that's good. I'm a pitcher right now.
Okay.
So my main position would be pitching, but as a second position, I can be first base and then wherever else I'm needed. So I can do second base and I can do in the outer field as well.
Okay. So do you, because I know in certain types of baseball, like if you're the pitcher, you don't bat, right? Like, do you do both?
Yeah, no, that's just for professional baseball, I would say.
Okay.
There's something about baseball where I think guys are more competitive or combative about the pitching in general. It's like, oh, you were nagging me, or you've not been cool, so I'm going to throw on you just to be a bitch. Which we don't do that in softball. It's not true. There was one time where my catcher, because literally the other girl from the team that was coming at bat, told her to fuck off. And then my catcher came to see me and she was like, throw on her. She just told me off. And I tried and I couldn't. I'm, I guess, too nice, you could say. But I'm not, it's not something I will lead toward. Like, generally, if by accident I'm gonna hit someone, it's really not intentional. It's generally because the ball slipped from my hand or something.
So you play competitively, right?
Yeah, I've been to we called it the 3A, so it's a provincial level.
Okay. So what's the highest you've gotten in terms of your competitive play?
That would be the provincial one. Yeah. Okay. Right now I'm playing more in a league that's we're still pretty strong as a league. We are competitive, but we're not playing for any rewards or anything. It's more like we play during the summer. We have 21 games that are set, and we have a championship at the end for the, like, who won best team for the season, but that's it. Like, we don't go.
You don't have, like, nationals or anything like that.
No, exactly. Because when I was doing provincial, we would go to the U.S. for some tournaments, and then we did go to the British Columbia.
Okay.
For another tournament there, and then there was Nova Scotia also. So we moved around a lot more.
So quite a bit of away games.
Yeah. When I played provincials, there was 1 month that we had a tournament in Toronto every weekend for the whole month.
Oh, wow.
And then during the summer, I had three or four tournaments that would last around a week or so.
And when were you doing this? Were you in college, or was this in your professional career?
In high school.
In high school, okay.
Yeah, my last year in high school. That's when I did that. I did that for 2 years. So, yeah, my two last year of high school.
Okay.
And then afterward, when I went to college, I couldn't go. I couldn't continue on that path.
Yeah, it's too much sports. Yeah, if you wanted to study.
Some are able to do it, but you kind of have to. Either you take
it's,
longer.
It's a
to
huge
finish.
Commitment. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Either you take longer to finish college, or otherwise you just. I don't know how they juggled it, because I would not have been able to.
Okay.
And sometimes you get cut also. So if that happens, it kind of solves your problem as well.
Okay, so let's talk about how this relates to kind of the rest of your life. So how do you think, what do you think you get out of softball that you don't get out of game development?
There's a living in the moment sort of feeling that you get when you're playing the games. You're focusing, like, specifically on your next move. When I'm pitching, I'm waiting for my catcher to give me a pitch that she wants me to do. And then it's really, I'm doing this, and then whatever happens, happens. And then I get back on my mount, and I do a second pitch. It's really, my focus is
on that single pitch, yeah.
Exactly.
And it has to be, right? Somebody gets a hit on you, you can't drag that to your next pitch. It's really important that you...
And you have to be ready for anything, because that pitch, the batter could hit it. And then you could receive
it.
Yeah, exactly. Either the ball gets to me or gets to someone else, but there's going to be a reaction to that pitch. Otherwise, I'll just get a strike or a ball, depending on how well it went. So, yeah, no, that's something that I've noticed, that when I'm playing, I'm so focused on what I'm doing. It's like everything else doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me, my team, and my game for the next hour and a half that it takes. And then afterward, when you get off the field, it's as if you kind of go back to your normal life. And I've noticed that it's something that happens to me a lot, whatever the sport I'm in. If I like what I'm doing, I'm just going to be in the moment.
You're intensely focused.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I kind of, at work, you don't get that because there's always someone that's going to poke you for something that's not necessarily related to your task. Or sometimes it's going to be related to your task, but it's kind of a constraint that pops up randomly. Mm-hmm. That kind of switches up what you were working on sometimes. So I find that it's I get a lot more disturbed when I'm working than when I'm playing a sport or just being in the present.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see how that's quite different. Yeah. And what do you think, like, in a global sense, do you think that's a really positive thing for your mental health or?
Oh yeah, definitely. It kind of allows me to reset my mind in some way. It kind of flushes out everything. And then afterward, it's because that's specifically for softball. It kind of brings me a sense of calm whenever I play it. It's a feel good sensation that I get out of it. That kind of brings me a calmer, let's say something was nagging me at work or whatever, or I was blocked for something I had been working on. Generally, if I go out, do a sport, in this case, softball, it kind of gives me a moment to sit back, relax, and then whenever I'm going to get back to work the next day or something, I'm more focused and I'm better at my work because I took the time for myself to enjoy something that I'm deeply passionate about.
That makes a lot of sense. I think it's important for people to kind of switch on and off, and that
yeah, exactly kind
of allows you to refocus on your work.
And it kind of does, because if I'm not moving, I can be stand still for one day, 2 days, but if I do it for too long, knowing myself, I kind of get depressed. And that allows me to not get in that state either. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm always like, keep on moving. You have to keep moving.
I think that's good. Yeah, exercise is excellent for mental health. So, you know, makes a lot of sense that
I've noticed that that's something that really affects me. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep it in my schedule as much as I can. Whether it's going on a hike or in the winter, I've picked up snowboarding for the last 3 years, or I've picked up paddleboarding last year. Anything that gets me out of my home is the out of my home, but also in nature or mm-hmm. in the sun or somewhere that's not necessarily in a town.
In front of a screen and sitting yeah, down.
Exactly. And that kind of gets me off my phone too, because we all know that our phones have been a problem as well.
Tethered to our face, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my way of managing my mental health.
We kind of touched on it, but let's talk about the flip side. Like, what do you think playing softball brings to you as a game developer in terms of your creative output or in terms of process?
The best way I would describe it is because it's such a team, like I mentioned before, we have the sort of individual stat part, but we also have the team part that's, I would say, 60% of what softball is. And that if you don't trust your team, it's going to reflect on how the game is going to play. Because if you don't trust that your teammate is going to catch the ball or be effective when they're batting, that kind of shows through the team. And that's something that I think reflects also in the work industry that we're in. Because creating video games is a team effort. You always rely on someone to do a task that's related to yours, and together that's what's going to make it look good in the game. So that's the team spirit and everything of related to being a cohesive unit, that's what's bringing me a great advantage in the industry, because I've been, I guess, more open in communicating more easily with my coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I like to do, like, if we haven't been able to connect as a team at the beginning, let's say there's a new member that comes on the team, then we're going to find a way or a solution to be, oh, let's go do an activity or do a psych set. Right now they're virtuals, but we would go and grab a beer before, or just to build that friendship. At some point at Ubisoft, they had like an event where they would invite someone, I think, every month to do a presentation. And that was 2 years ago, I think, because it was the year of the woman. Every guest would be a woman that year.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember seeing announcements around it.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to a couple of them. And there's one in particular where it was Caroline Ouellette. She's not anymore, but she was a hockey player for the Canadian team for the Olympics. And she mentioned exactly that the sport taught her that everything you do as a team is very important. And you have to be able to perform in your own position, but also be able to let the others shine in their own skills and their own position, and have your own moments to shine as well. But you can't fight off. You can't be jealous of someone because they're succeeding, because you're also,
because they're on your team. Like, that's, yeah, exactly. That's a good thing for everybody. Yeah,
exactly. So you're shining through them, and you're going to get your own moment to shine later on. And that's something that she kind of tried to express to us, that since in video games, it's a team process as well, that's how we should be working too. Which I really connected to her, because my softball environment is a family to me. My team, like, my girls are my family, so I totally understood what she meant when she said that. So I found that interview really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely understand it. It is important, especially on a larger team, like, to have that sense of cohesion and sense of kind of being able to celebrate each other's success is really important.
Especially, and that's another topic, but that's a topic that's been broadcasted in the 3-4 years or so, that they say that women should be empowering each other and not, mm-hmm. Not stabbing each other, but
taking each other down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because that's what the media has been telling us to do for a long time. And it's like, no, we should flip that board around, you know?
Yeah. I think, I mean, not specifically just women, but I feel like there's this kind of tendency to think of things as a zero-sum game in the games industry. Like, somehow, like, if you're in the same position as somebody else, and if they're succeeding, somehow that's going to, like, affect you negatively.
Yeah, because you're not at that point, or it's
going to... Yeah, or you're competing for resources, or you're competing for positions...
Are telling you to do more when you're already doing a lot. Maybe not on a, you might not be doing as much, let's say, on a professional scale, but maybe on a personal scale you are. So it kind of balances everything out. But people kind of always see the victories and not the subtle, that they want to see the big victories and not just the small ones sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up. So I'm going to ask you the last question, which is, what is something you want people to know about softball?
That it's a sport. Sometimes I find that people find it a bit, softball or baseball on TV, there is kind of a lot of down moments.
Yeah, it's true.
But those down moments are what brings forth the powerful ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all in the concentration and in the preparation of what's to come. So I would say that it's maybe a bit underrated because of that, because it's not action all the time. But sometimes not being in the action all the time is also good. Not just in sport, but in life as well.
That was extremely succinct. Like usually I feel like I ask people and they kind of like, they have to think about what they want to say and they kind of like, you know, maybe not get to the point immediately, but I feel like you were like, no, this is it. This is what I want to say.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's because you've been playing
it for so long.
Yeah, exactly. I had the time to process the information for a while.
You've had 26 years to think about why you like softball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm trying to think what I've ever, if I've done anything for 26 years, short of sleeping and breathing.
Yeah, you could be, sometimes it's just being friends with someone for that amount of time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I've moved quite a bit, so.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I've been here for about 15 years.
Well, that's already a lot of time.
It's true. One of the co-founders of our studio, the art director, we actually moved to Montreal the same week.
Okay.
And we were working on the same project. So we became friends pretty much immediately, like when we got to Montreal and we started a studio together. I mean, it wasn't just the two of us. We had other friends as well. So I've known him for 15 years. I guess that's
But that's amazing that the friendship led you there.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like 10 years ago, we were like, yeah, let's start a studio. And we were like, we weren't really, I mean, I guess we were sort of serious, but we didn't think that it was actually going to happen. So yeah, you never know.
No, exactly. Sometimes it's just, you put the thought in your head and however long it takes, something might come out of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time and have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening, and please remember to rate and subscribe on your preferred podcast app. Thank you to Dave Wallace for providing the music, and thank you to Therese Lance for providing the logo. Bye.